理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicki. Well, today we continue with our episode of A Big Break. The Sunshine Singers are going to get an opportunity that they didn't expect. How will they do?
Hi, friends. My name is Steve. That's right. That big break comes in the form of going to a studio so that they can make a demo, a sample of their music so that they can give it to others, maybe promoting themselves and getting opportunities to sing in new locations.
That's right. We're going to find out how well they do. Join us on page 27. We're in the left-hand column as we continue with A Big Break.
A Big Break in the Living Sound Studio.
We're finally going to record in the studio. Someone pinched me. This feels like a dream.
It's exciting, isn't it? I thought this day would never arrive.
The next few hours may be the most important in our group's career.
You said it. We've been handed a great opportunity. We can't blow it.
Don't worry. You won't blow it. You've been practicing hard, and you're ready for this. Relax, do your best, and everything will be fine.
It's easier to say relax than to do it, Steve.
Oh, I think you can do it if you try really hard, Rex.
Yes, try harder to relax, Rex.
Very funny. Let's do some recording.
Well, as we mentioned, they have this opportunity to go to a studio. It says in the Living Sound Studio. This is the name of the studio where they're at. Christina says, we're finally going to record in a studio. So she says, this is something very exciting, and she's not sure it's real. So she says, someone pinch me. This feels like a dream.
This is a funny expression because sometimes when we can't believe what's happening, we ask people to pinch us, and that's when you squeeze something between your finger and your thumb, and it causes a little pain, and sometimes that pain will bring you back to reality, right? And if you're dreaming and someone pinches you, you'll wake up.
Right, but if it's not a dream and it's real, you'll really feel the pain, right? Now, pinching, you said, is between the finger and the thumb, which is true. When you do it to another person or you do it to yourself, that's how you would pinch something. But we can also pinch our finger or our skin in something else, maybe between a table and a chair or something like that. But in this case, we're thinking about somebody just using their fingers to give her a little squeeze, and then she will realize that, hey, this isn't a dream. This is reality.
Right, and that's what she's saying. She's saying, is this a dream? It can't possibly be true. Angus says, it's exciting, isn't it? I thought this day would never arrive. So apparently they had been talking about this before as a group. They wanted to go to a studio, but just never had the opportunity.
That's right. But I think Christina, what she says next, wakes them all up. She says, the next few hours may be the most important in our group's career. This gives us the idea of how serious this really is. This is serious for this group. If they want to do well in the music industry, they need to do well right now.
That's right. They need to be at the top of their performance. They need to give an excellent performance singing, because this is what is going to be recorded in the studio, and once it's recorded, you can't go back and change it.
That's right. If they don't do well with this opportunity, they may not be given other opportunities in the future. That's why she talks about the group's career. Now, individuals have their own careers, but when you have a group like this together, you can talk about the group's career. It just means how well this group will do in the future.
Okay, Rex agrees. He says, you said it, meaning that's right. You just said something that's very, very true. We've been handed a great opportunity, and we can't blow it. So Rex feels the seriousness of this situation. He understands that it's important that they do well, and he doesn't want the group to blow it.
Okay, let's go back for a moment when he starts that sentence. You said it. Now, we don't usually use that unless we are agreeing with something very strongly that someone said. We would say, wow, you said it. Exactly. That's exactly the way it should have been said. And then he says, we've been handed a great opportunity. Now, not physically handed, but given an opportunity. And it's not requiring anything in return. They don't have to pay for this kind of thing.
Okay, so this was, in essence, it was a gift given to them by someone else. It was an opportunity that they didn't have to pay for, as you said. And so Rex, again, he says, we can't blow it. Now, this is a very... This is a slang term, blow, and it means don't make a mess of it. Don't ruin this opportunity.
Right, don't spoil this opportunity to do something. So let's review that right now in the following skit.
I'm so excited. I've always wanted to be on TV.
Well, this is your big chance, Arlene.
I know, but I'm a little bit nervous. I just hope I don't blow it.
You won't blow it. All you have to do is look into the camera and say your lines.
I know. I've been practicing my lines for days, but I'm just so worried something will happen. I'll make a big mistake and blow it.
Well, even though this is a live program, I think you'll do fine. Hey, you look great, and you've been practicing your lines. You'll do great.
Thanks. Okay. I know I won't blow it. I'll do fine.
Good. Okay, I think it's time to get started. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, action.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the new show. My name is
Stay with us, friends. We'll be right back. Arlene, I think you just blew it.
Well, none of us like to blow it. We don't like to blow it on an exam. We don't like to blow it in a relationship. We like to succeed at things, and they want to succeed too. But sometimes we do blow it, and then we would say, oh, I feel so bad that I blew it. I blew this opportunity.
Mm. Line 17, Steve says he wants to encourage them, so he says, don't worry, you won't blow it. You've been practicing hard, and you're ready for this. So Steve knows how hard they work. Steve has been to their practice sessions before, and he understands that the Sunshine Singers have a great opportunity, and they'll do well.
And I think Steve is always trying to encourage them. He's not a part of the Sunshine Singers, but he's there as a friend, motivating them, challenging them, and also encouraging them. So this is something very positive to say. And then he says, relax and do your best, and everything will be fine. Now, sometimes that's easy to say. It's not so easy to do sometimes. And so Rex says, it's easier to say relax than to do it. Now, we have an expression we often say, easier said than done. So somebody may say something, express something, and if you're the other person that has to do it, you may say, well, that's not so easy to do.
Right. And really what Rex is saying is, Steve, you're not the one that has to go in the studio and sing. So it's very easy for you to say that. We're the ones going in there, and I feel nervous, to be honest, and it might be hard for me.
And Rex doesn't find it easy to relax anyway, right? We've noticed that all along, that it's not easy for him. So this might be very difficult. Angus says, oh, I think you can do it if you try really hard, Rex.
Yeah, they're trying to poke fun at Rex, maybe help him relax a little bit. Joshua says, yes, try harder to relax, Rex. So they want to encourage Rex to relax. Remember, if Rex is relaxed, then the other group members can be relaxed. And if you're relaxed, you'll give a better performance.
Well, Rex says, very funny. We have to notice the tone there. He doesn't really think it's funny. In fact, he probably means it's not funny at all. But let's go ahead and do some recording. So they've been poking fun at him. They've been making fun of him. And he's not too thrilled with that, but he does want to do this recording.
And he wants to do a good job. Well, let's visit the chat room and see what Ken and Rachel have, and then we'll come back for the second half of our lesson. Don't go away.
Hi, students. Welcome to the chat room. In today's lesson, the Sunshine Singers are excited about their recording opportunity.
That's right. But then Rex tells his teammates, we can't blow it.
Now, Rachel, we just learned that to blow something means to fail at it. But this word has other meanings as well, right?
Yes, it does. The word blow is used in several common idioms. For example, you can blow someone away, and that means you amaze someone or cause them to be very surprised.
But that also means to defeat someone completely, right?
That's right. So if you and I race and I blow you away, then I beat you easily.
Okay. What about to blow someone's cover?
Another good one. If you blow someone's cover, then you reveal their true identity.
Blow someone's cover 就是泄露某人的底细，揭发某人的掩护。Blow someone away 常常是在比赛当中优胜者把输家 blow away 打得落花流水。Do you have any more examples?
Yes. If you blow the whistle on someone, then you stop something illegal or wrong. So we can say, the teacher blew the whistle on the cheating students.
Got it. What about blowing your stack?
Well, if you blow your stack, then you get very angry and lose your temper.
Have you ever blown your stack, Rachel?
Of course. But thankfully, my anger usually blows over quickly. And that means my anger dies down or calms down quickly.
Well, that's good, because I don't want to see you blow your stack. 如果你把你的 stack, 烟囱 blow, 吹倒意思就是发脾气大发雷霆火冒三丈。
It's time for a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Complete this idiom. Practice makes. Complete this idiom. Practice makes.Perfect. Oh, everyone knew that, right? Practice makes perfect. If you missed it, then you're not perfect. And you need to practice. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. We're learning about the opportunity the Sunshine Singers have to record their music.
We find out that the Sunshine Singers are in the studio now, recording one of their favorite songs, Life is a Gift. Join us now for the reading as we take a look at the lyrics of this song and enjoy the Sunshine Singers as they sing.
A Big Break.Later, the Sunshine Singers record one of their favorite songs, Life is a Gift.
Life is a gift. Life is a gift.
A gift of love.
A gift from God.
Life is a gift. A gift of love from God.
Well, remember how excited the Sunshine Singers were when they found out that they had this opportunity, and now the time has come. They're in the studio, they're recording this song, and it happens to be one of their favorite songs, Life is a Gift. They're sharing with their audiences that life is very precious.
Okay, remember, the purpose of the Sunshine Singers, according to them, is they want to go out, encourage people, help people, and really uplift their spirits.
Right. They don't want their music to just be pure entertainment. They want their music to make a difference. They want their music to help other people. Well, this song, Life is a Gift, was written by Linda Yeh, and the music is by Christina Tai. And it says, life is a gift. When I think about a gift, I think about something that has been given to us and something that's usually pretty valuable, something that's maybe the person who gave it to us thought it was valuable and that we would really enjoy it.
Yeah, I agree, Vicki. Life is a gift, something given freely, something for you to use and have. And it's a symbol or it's a sign that someone cares about you.
That's right. And usually when someone gives us a gift, we show our appreciation, don't we? We're very grateful for what they do for us. They thought of us. And so we want to express our appreciation. And usually we do that by saying thank you. But what about with life?
Maybe there's ways we can say thank you through the way we live.
Right. I think the way we live shows our appreciation or lack of appreciation for the gift that God has given to us. It does say life is a gift of love. I think God loved us. He wanted to show his love by creating us. And it says that this life that he's given is something very special.
So the way we live our life shows whether we appreciate the gift or not given to us by God.
Exactly. Well, it goes on and repeats itself, though it adds one thing, a gift of love from above, simply again meaning from God who is above.
Okay, so of course it's important to rhyme sometimes when you're writing lyrics, and love and above, they rhyme, so it's fitting that they put that in there. But as you said, above is another way of saying God or in heaven, right?
That's right. Well, this is the main part of this song, I think. It says, life is so wonderful. It is so wonderful. Don't throw it away. Though I think a lot of people don't feel that life is wonderful.
They think that life is very difficult. Every day is a struggle and it's hard to get through. And unfortunately, that can be the way it seems sometimes. Mm-hmm. But if we can get a new perspective and find that, yes, it's a gift from God, a gift from above, we can find more joy and more peace as we live.
I think that's true. It's a gift. It is so precious, it says. It is very precious. Treasure it every day. Now, usually when we think of something that's precious, we do think of treasure. And now we use treasure as a verb here. Treasure it every day. Consider it precious every day.
Unfortunately, we don't treasure life as much as we should, and it takes something like a sickness or something that's difficult when it comes into our lives, then we appreciate the good things in life. But let's try not to do that. Let's try to appreciate things today, even no matter what circumstances our life is in now.
You know, this song is very simple in a way and yet very powerful too, because it reminds us that life is very important and we should treasure it. And maybe we don't feel it's wonderful all the time, but it really is. It's something that we should enjoy. And if we have the right attitude, life can be even more enjoyable. Well, students, we're going to review our lesson today. We'll learn more about this next time.
嗨，大家好，我是Michelle。 首先我们看pinch 这个动词 pinch 是指捏或掐这个动作 例如 Tom pinched his sister's leg Tom 捏他妹妹的腿 课文其中提到 Someone pinch me 他的意思是指哪个人来捏我一下 通常是遇到了意外的好运 觉得难以相信 例如 I won the lottery Someone pinch me It can't be true 我赢了乐透 哪个人来捏我一下 这不可能是真的 接下来我们看的是 blow 这个动词 注意它的过去式是 blew 过去分词是 blown blow 本来是指爆炸或吹破这个动作 但是在这里是指搞砸某件事情 或者是错过某个好机会 例如 The quarterback made a stupid mistake and blew the game for everyone 四分卫犯了个愚蠢的错误 毁掉整场比赛 或者是 This is your last chance to win Don't blow it. 这是你最后一次能赢的机会。别搞砸了。
最后我们看 treasure 这个动词，注意这里的 s 是发日的音，念成 treasure。treasure 当动词是指珍惜或珍藏。例如 ,Gloria treasures all the love letters from her boyfriend. She keeps them in a beautiful box. Gloria 珍藏她男朋友的情书，把他们放在一个很漂亮的盒子里。或者是 ,I'll treasure all the wonderful moments we had together. 我会珍惜我们拥有的美好时光。treasure 当名词的话就是指宝藏。Okay, that's all. It's time for us to go to the word bank.
Pinch. Ouch! Why did you pinch my arm? That hurt. Blow. George blew his job interview. He didn't get the job. Treasure. I will always treasure the time I spent with you.A big break in the Living Sound studio.
We're finally going to record in the studio. Someone pinched me. This feels like a dream.
It's exciting, isn't it? I thought this day would never arrive.
The next few hours may be the most important in our group's career.
You said it. We've been handed a great opportunity. We can't blow it.
Don't worry, you won't blow it. You've been practicing hard, and you're ready for this. Relax, do your best, and everything will be fine.
It's easier to say relax than to do it, Steve.
Oh, I think you can do it if you try really hard, Rex.
Yes, try harder to relax, Rex.
Very funny. Let's do some recording.
Later, the Sunshine Singers record one of their favorite songs.Life is a gift.
Life is a gift. Life is a gift.
A gift of love. A gift from God.
Life is a gift. A gift of love from God. A gift of love.
That song is kind of catchy, isn't it, Vicky? I think Christina did a good job of writing the music.
That's right. I think the song is very simple, too. The words are simple to remember, and it has a good message. So hopefully we'll be humming those lyrics to ourselves and be reminded that life is a gift. Well, students, we're out of time. We'll be back with more of our lesson next time. A big break. Be sure to join us.
Bye-bye, friends.